contact with self, you will hear like a whisper to the answer before it breaks or closes. There's like this whisper. That's the only way I can explain it. That gives you the answer just before.
I'm glad you said that, because that's what I was trying to figure out, because that's what I would get before it happens. I'm like, okay.
That's your soul. Okay. Once you've got that whisper going, you can actually ask direct questions, and the whisper will give an answer.
Without having to do
right.
It. Okay, then. All right. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah. But it takes practice. Now, if you don't believe what you're getting, you will negate this. That's why you don't play with it. You don't go, should I take this job? Should I take this trip? You don't do any of those things. You don't do future stuff with this, okay? You want to keep this pure. Because that is your connection. That gets you opened. And you start working with your guides, distinguishing their voices in your head versus your thoughts. There are voices of guides. There are voices of the dark side within your head. You have to get to know them and trust them.
In this context, when you say the soul, are you referring to like the unconscious or subconscious mind?
No, I'm speaking the absolute, your absolute soul.
Okay, then what is our consciousness that we experience?
Those are aspects of the soul, of the psychology, of the mentality, of the spiritual. Your soul is you inhabiting a physical body. Okay? Your soul is integrated with every cell in this physical body. When you die, your soul steps out of this physical body intact. There's not a bit of difference, except that your vibration, your molecules, your atoms are going at a very fast speed, which makes you virtually invisible, if you will. But you're still a material being. Your soul is material. Okay?
You're in another dimension?
Another dimension.
Yeah.
But that's why people can record spirit voices, can take photographs of people that have passed from their physical bodies, because they are material, they're just at a different vibration, a higher vibration.
You're not grounded by the body anymore,
no.
Electrically.
Well, you're in this body to do what you need to do on this material plane, which is third dimensional. But you are eternal, you are forever. This is a vehicle for you to be in order to hopefully evolve while you're here.
So the soul that is in this image of your body, your energy body, as some people would call it, is it I forgot what my question was going to be. I had a really good one too.
Oh, I know.
Well, it's my time. Something about the energy body. Oh, is that it?
Everything's energy.
Right. Is that energy body of yours that steps out of your body upon death, does it, it's kind of hard to explain this or to the way to to articulate it. Does it, is that its final form?
No.
Okay, what is its final form?
It's my understanding that the soul seems to be pliable, and that when we do go to heaven for the fifth dimension, there are 10 dimensions to this earth plane, that you can be any age you choose to, and you can be whomever you need to be to your loved ones when they come, when they pass over.
Like in the Robin Williams movie.
Yeah,
it's dreams may come.
It's a whole lot. There's a lot of truth in that. Yeah. Not 100%, obviously. Yeah. But yeah, there's some truth in what dreams may come.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have heard that it some say it goes to a sphere of energy.
No. I know. It's the orb people. No, it doesn't go into a sphere of energy.
I mean, its ultimate form, if you will, as opposed to the outline of whatever the last carnal entity was that it informed.
I had, on one occasion, did I see an orb, sort of, but it was about that big, and it was bright blue, and it was of someone who had been tortured to death and sacrificed. And the blue was apparently represented the drama and all of the emotional things that they went through.
Right.
But generally speaking, they are the orbs that they show on TV and all that. Those are not human souls. Okay. They aren't.
What are they?
They're actual interdimensional, dimensional parasites. They feed off negative energy. And there can be thousands of them. If there's negative energy, like a vortex in an area, lots and lots of haunting, really negative murders, that sort of thing, orbs gravitate to that.
And you said in the places in Europe where they had the torture chambers that you can see them actually like a blanket almost.
Yeah, it's unreal. It's almost like a fog of orbs that you see sweeping through torture chambers and so forth.
Without the camera?
Yeah, sometimes without the camera, but definitely with the camera.
And this is like with the concentration camps or something?
Well, concentration camps, torture chambers, castles. We saw lots of them in, where was it? Was it Guatemala? I think it was Guatemala. No, San Salvador.
It was San Salvador.
Yeah. And there was an area where they had brutally murdered a lot of the Indians, and you could just see tons of orbs all in that area, which is very interesting.
And how long will those be?
Hundreds of years.
Yeah. And they are energy that has...
No, they are parasites. They feed off of the negative energy. And orbs can be... the size of, they can be huge, like football. I mean, there's a book over there. What's the name of that book, Carol? God, I have to.
Oh, with the orbs?
Yeah, it's got the pictures of them and so forth. Got a red cover. Yeah, that's it. I think that's it. Let me see. Cosmic Pulse of Life. Very interesting. After I found out about the orbs and so forth, and the interdimensional, dimensional parasites, look at this picture.
Those parasites, they just want to suck up. They don't want to mess with us. They just want to suck the energy up.
That's correct.
They will not bother us.
It sounds like they're kind of good guys. They're clean.
They are.
Junk.
They're clean. They clean the earth.
Like carrion.
Pardon?
Like carrion.
Yeah, exactly like carrion. They're like bugs.
Yeah. So are they working on, say, the Indian grounds, like where all that happened?
Sure.
For the Indian souls?
Battlegrounds, too. Big time battlegrounds. I was looking. They used to have pictures of them in here. I don't see the pictures in here.
So that energy is something that is fixed in that space because of the intensity of it, and they are essentially coming to feed on it over the however many years it takes to eat all the energy or to consume it all.
Yeah.
Wow.
Basically, they're cleaning.
Yeah, here we
right.
go.
Wow. So they are the good guys.
Well, sure, they're the good guys. Yeah. But on rare occasions, I'll pass this book around if you kind of like to kind of hold it at this space and kind of take a look at it.
So can you actually see it, or are these in pictures?
Sometimes they used to call them Foo Fighters.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's a band. Yeah, it's a band's name. Foo Fighter.
Well, they used to be Foo Fighters way back when, before your time. Okay.
I was just gonna say it's a very popular band.
They have.
I wondered why they call themselves that.
They have been exactly. Seen with the naked eye, especially when one dies, they turn red, and you can actually see them.
Wow.
But they are easily photographed.
Well, him and I have a friend, Kim Nelson, and we have a picture, and she said, there's an orb there. She said, that's my mother, but it's not her mother. That's a parasite. One of my boys around her.
Pardon?
And she says it's around her a lot, though.
Well, they can attach to you.
I'm not going to tell her it's not her mother. Just, I mean, I just,
no, leave her alone.
Yes.
It's not a big deal.
No. That's interesting, because I said, that's my mother. She's always in the picture with me.
But if a parasite, interdimensional parasite, does latch onto you, because they can go rogue, they can go bad, they will just suck the life force right out of you.
And you call them interdimensional, dimensional parasites. Why the second dimension?
Because they go in and out of dimensions.
Oh, okay.
See, the dimensions that are here is 1, 2, 3, which is a combination. And then fourth dimension, which is the outer darkness, or where the spirits are bound in. Okay? Well, those and there are dimensions within dimensions. There are levels within levels. And they can move in between dimensions. Thus, dimensional, interdimensional parasites. Mm. And our technology has gotten so heightened now, they're more easily seen.
That would make sense, I guess, with the difference of older pictures and newer pictures.
Yeah, although they do show up in older pictures, but not mostly like Polaroids. Mm-hmm. That sort of thing. Oh. Which I find absolutely fascinating.
There was also another phenomenon that was highlighted a few years ago about rods.
Oh, yeah. They're bugs.
That's what I thought, too.
Yeah, they're bugs.
It's the way their flight pattern is reflected in them.
Well, they have legs and all sorts of things. They're like, they look like centipedes floating through the air. Mm-hmm. They're really kind of cool.
They fly really fast.
And then there's like rods. And they zoom through, and there's all sorts of bugs out there that we can't see because our eyes just can't see them. It doesn't mean they're not there. It just means we can't see them.
As William Buhlmann says, it's a very crowded universe.
It is. It truly is. But they are natural. They are not supernatural. They are, in fact, natural.
Just in a different phase or a different
dimension. And their atoms and molecules are moving at a very fast rate.
Why fly so fast?
Yeah, there you go.
Remind me of like caterpillars.
Exactly. They are very similar. There are some that look very much like caterpillars.
Which would make sense, since the earthly evolution of that particular parasite or thing was a worm. So that's the way it evolved in the other dimensions. Yeah.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
Now, going back to species. Okay. We have like four archangels for the four hemispheres. And we have like sub-archangels that are there as well, but they're like, it's kind of like a general and like the army, and then it's broken down.